This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, this person says that they have sinned a lot, no salah, no nothing in their life. What advice does Mufti Sahib have for them?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Almighty Allah gives all the advices. Almighty Allah states in chapter 39, verse 53, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu. Oh, my beloved servants who have gone beyond the limits. Now you didn't need salat, you didn't fast, you didn't pay zakat, all that. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever lose hope and don't become disillusioned and do not despair. In the mercy of Almighty Allah, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Almighty Allah will forgive all the sins. But how? We have to make sincere tawbah. Repent. Chapter 24, verse 31. Watubu ila Allahi jami'a. Ayyuhal mu'minuna la'allakum tuflihun. O you believers, all of you, without exception, no exemptions, no exception for every Muslim who's sane and mature. We have to turn more and more to Almighty Allah in repentance, then you will be successful. Ayyuhal mu'minuna la'allakum tuflihun. So first thing, show remorse and regret. Second, the haram things we are involved in, immediately divorce yourself, detach yourself from it. Gambling, alcohol, fornication, adultery, all these type of things there. So the three, now from our time you became baligh, mature, till now, how many salats you have missed? Start reading the qaza salat. And from now on, don't miss any salat. The men in the masjid, the women at home. So then all the siyam, the fasting that you must, start keeping the qaza from tomorrow. Zakat, from the time you became baligh, also see how many years you have to pay the zakat. Pay it daily, daily. And thereafter, hukukul ibad, the rights of people, you owe ABC, Muslim or non-Muslim, if you Tom, Dick and Mary also, you have to pay them. You can't say, no, it's not Muslim. I don't have to pay. No, you have to pay. It's compulsory. And thereafter, how will we know our tawbah is accepted and our repentance is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla? Chapter 66, verse number 8. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Ey iman walo, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. 89 different places. Allah uses this phrase. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Almighty Allah with such a repentance that nasuha. The person came to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, a genius, and asked him, how do I know what is this nasuha? What does it mean? He said, your she camel, your cow, you milk it. Do you see the milk going back into the animal? He said, Hasha wa kalla, never ever. He said, me and you become a sin, then don't go back to that vices and sin. That is a sign of tawbah and maqboola, a tawbah that is accepted. Me and you, we make tawbah. Next day, next week, we're back again. We're involved in that. That's not tawbah maqboola. That is playing fools, that you must remember. So we must go make sincere tawbah. Then it is accepted in the divine court of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala.
This female wants to know that when she is in Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara, does she read Jummah? What does she do?
My advice for you, lady, especially for Jummah, you must just sit in your hotel room and read there. Sit don't mean that you must read sitting. You must stand and read your Zohar Salat. So that is what you must do. Why? Number one, Quran Kareem states, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. That stay glued to your homes. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. And don't leave your homes, remember, unless there's a need, necessity. But then you must dress very, very modestly. Don't expose your beauty. And that, like the first jahiliyah, the first days of ignorance. Now we go jahiliyah jadida, jahiliyah haditha, jahiliyah thaniya. Now we're living in the second time of ignorance. Remember that. Everywhere you see is fitna and jahalat and so forth. So that's one. Chapter 33, verse 33. Second one. Ummu Humayd al-Sa'idiyah. This hadith is sahih, authentic. mentioned in Targhib wa Tarheeb, and Sheikh Albani also authenticated it. A lady came, Sahabiya, she, Umme Humayda Sa'idiyah. She said, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to read salat behind you in Masjid Nabawi. This is the golden era of Islam. He, Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explained to her, see your house, you got three parts, front, middle, and the back. If you read there, your reward will be more compared to reading behind me. If you read in the middle, your reward will be increased. You read right at the back, you will receive the optimum, maximum reward. This is Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling her that to read in your home is much better and rewarding than reading behind me inside Masjid Nabawi. Carry on. In the same Targhib wa Tarheeb Allama Munziri, ladies would come Fridays, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Faqihu, the great mufti of the Sahaba, he would wait outside the masjid. Tell them, go back, go back. تَأَخِّرُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَّرَهُنَّ اللَّهُ. Allah said, you must stay in your homes. Go to your home. There's no place here. Jumma time, you know how full it is, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. How many men you will touch, how many women you will touch, and how many men you will see, how many men will see you. So what are you doing? So you must remember that. Apni shauk ko pura karna deen nahi hai. It is not deen that we just go fulfill our ego, our lust, our desire, and say we're making ibadat. That is how Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer deceives and beguiles people. So if you're really interested, sister, then read your Zuhr Salat day in your hotel room, and Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, especially from Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, said, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ, and your homes are better for you. And everywhere else also, we will never encourage women to go to the masjid and read salat and so forth. The best place for your salat is in your homes, and remember, and more so, Jumma salat and so forth. So we must follow the Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, the fatawa verdict of the Sahaba. That is the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, of the right path.
Is there a dua for an easy death?
Always read, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Ya Allah, make it easy for me, the pains and the pangs of death. You see this harami? Today is Netanyahu. Before him, there was another harami, Ari. You know Ari? Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Baghdad. He thought nobody can touch him, untouchable. He went into Aqsa with his boots. He took an army of 2,000 or more, and they all entered Aqsa and desecrated it. He martyred and murdered our leader of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu barakatahu. After 3 weeks, he martyred Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. He forgot, you see, selective amnesia. He forgot what the Master alayhi salatu salam said. Qala an-nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Allah azza wa jalla. Man aada li waliyah. Whoever harms and causes pain to my waliyullah, my beloved friends. Faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Then I announce war against that person. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Is the only place in the corpus of hadith you will find this. How in the Quran Sharif only one place you will find. 6,236 verses. All the story of 666 is all fairy tales. All that. There's no such thing. 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran, 114 chapters in the Noble Quran. Only one place Allah said. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279. فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain, O Muslim, Muslimah, from interest, giving, taking, being a witness, getting involved in the contracting party and so forth, then فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Quran says, be prepared for war against Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So see, we must know these things here. So Ariel Sharon, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. So Allah put him away in Sakarat for 8 years. 8 years he fracked. You know that when you afflict, you die like a dog. These swines and pigs, Allah will give them such death. Remember that. That what they are doing to our people and so forth, our children, our toddlers and babies. So that is what awaits them. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu, ya qawiyu, ya aziz. So we must speak to Allah. So that is how you will experience an easy death, good death. Read Hadith Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Ya Allah, you assist me against the pains and pangs of death. Then you must read after that Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam and unite me with the devout and pious people, Ya Rabb. You see, even then we are asking for pious people and so forth. And then the next one, the dua mentioned in Mustad Ahmad. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fihi. Ya Allah, let me pass away on that day, which is the best day of my life, the day I come to meet you, my beloved Allah, Jalla wala. Of Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish of Cairo, Egypt. He used to say and cry blind, but a giant and a genius of a scholar. Allahumma amitni wa ana sajidun. Ya Allah, let me pass away whilst I'm in sajda. Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, our Ustad, he gave me permission of Hadith Sharif and fasting Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan, and is reading Surah Yasin. He reaches the verse, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغَفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness. Give him glad tidings of a magnificent reward and ajr and provision for him. And then he collapses, he passes away. 1999. He was buried. Everything happened in India, 23rd, 24th, around there of Ramadan, 1999. I was in Makkah for last 10 days. Lo and behold, on the 27th night, 2 million plus people have assembled, congregated there in Makkah. And they announced such Salatul Janaza Ghaiban ala Samahati Sheikh Abil Hasan al-Nadwi. So we're going to read Salatul Janaza Ghaiban in absentia for him, the Sheikh who passed away. So the Arab was crying. I said, Ya Allah, what honor are you giving this person? Makkah also, Madinah Munawwara also. Makkah over 2 million. Madinah Munawwara over 1 million. So remember that from there. So now what happens? That he makes dua, Allah mitni wa nasajidun. You see, let me pass away when I'm in sajda. That is Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk. And then he passes away like that. Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi. 1999, he passed away. Salatul Janaza was read over 2 million people in Makkah, over 1 million people in Medina on the 27th night. So that type of death we want, you see, to beg Almighty Allah. Today we even wish to go for Umrah and Hajj, we take groups. So then we make dua. Ya Allah, mari Umrah ku kabul farma. Ameen, ameen. They all say. Then Ya Allah, mari Hajj ku kabul farma. Accept the Hajj. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, ziyaret Madina ku kabul farma. Ya Allah, what's up to Madina? Accept it, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farmai. Ya Allah, let us pass away in Madina Munawwara. They all become Hanafis. Hardly anybody says Ameen. You ask them why? The man says one pocket is filled with dollars, the other pocket is filled with riyals. We don't want to die now. I say, Kala, who tell you Kala? Auntie, what happened? Kala say, Marwanu to che, we have to die, but Amreni, but not now. I'm shopping baki che. You see. That is حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. The excessive love of this world is the main cause and contributing factor for all the vices and sins we committing. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. So that is where we are. So ask Allah for honorable death and in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak and so forth and so on. Ameen Ya Rabbal.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to have a bridal shower strictly for females only?
So what you going to tell here, your friends? You must bring underwear for me. You must bring a hair dryer because after I get married, every day we'll be busy. So I need a special hair dryer. Then you must bring for me nice linen. Then you will tell them, bring this, bring this. So don't you feel even ashamed that you're imposing upon them? From where all customs came? Is Muslim custom or is kafir custom, non-Muslim custom? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ay iman walo. 89 times Allah uses this phrase. La tattakhidhu al-yahuda wa al-nasara awliya. Never ever take the Jews and the Christians as your protectors and helpers. See what they are doing in Gaza, in the West Bank and so forth. And the Americans, haramis, the war criminals keep on vetoing it 6 times already. So whether they're Republicans or Democrats, both our enemies and shaitans. بعضهم أولياء وبعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم. Whosoever befriends them, you like their customs, you like their festivals, you like their celebrations, you want to celebrate Diwali, then you want to celebrate Christmas, then you want to celebrate, you must remember Halloween, you want to celebrate New Year, you want to celebrate Easter with them, straight away you become kafir out of the fold of Islam. Quran says so. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. So we should not have anything to do with them. All this bridal shower and birthday shower and all that, all haram is this, and there's no place at all in Islam. So we should know all these issues properly.
Can Mufti Sahib advise young imams who say it's my organization, it's my way, my organization, or the highway attitude, and also advice for the trustees who say this?
Remember that whether you're a trustee or an imam, the masjid does not belong to you. The masjid, the mosque, belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa anna al-masajid lillah. So the masajid belongs solely, only to Allah. My family gave millions, for example. We never gave millions and all that, but example. For a particular masjid, you must remember. So in a case like that, now you say, I must become the trustee. I will do it my way, otherwise you catch the highway and so forth. All haram, all these things. If you be honest today, majority of the trustees are not fit to be trustees everywhere in the world. South Africa, Africa, Europe, Asia, Arab countries, everywhere. Why? Majority are there just because of their checkbook, because of their bank balance. Checkbook also passed away now. So now you must remember they are there because they have some influence over the people and so forth. Almighty Allah mentions who are liable and who can become a trustee. People who close the masjid, they can become trustee. They must resign immediately. Remember that they are a disgrace to Islam. Innama ya'muru masajid Allah. Only those people can be the maintainers of the masjid. Quran is saying, Allah is saying, man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. Those people who have correct beliefs, that they believe in Almighty Allah in the last day, and they are the ones whose aqidah is right, their belief structures are right, all the articles of faith they believe in. Wa aqama salah wa ata zakah. That they are those people who read and perform salat 5 times a day, whether in that masjid or mosque or any other mosque. They pay their zakat if zakat is compulsory upon them. Walam yakhsha illallah. They don't fear anybody except Almighty Allah. How many people you think fulfill this criteria? Chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, and verse number 18. Chapter 9, verse 18. So that today trustees are there just to what? To show off. And remember, they will tell the imam, you better do my way, otherwise catch the highway. The imam will tell the congregation, you must do my way or otherwise catch the highway. All haram that. You can't behave like that. Story time. I left South Africa on first time. We finished Hifz, everything. In 1970 by our Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizullah. And then 74, 12th of March, I left first time. Iqbal Dokrat from Pretoria came with. He also passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So, we must remember that Sunday, like today, the 11th of March, 1974. So, the whole town came, all the men, you know. This guy is going to study, he's a big team. So, now you just need one guy to put the sparks, you know. So, the one guy said in Gujarati, this is called as Hafizab, you see. Hafizab or Hafiji. Say, Hafiji, like that. Like how we got Saleh Ji, Baldar Ji. You see that? Nice one that is. Saleh Ji and Baldar Ji. So he said, Hafiz Ji, to me ja Maulvi banwano. You're going to become a Maulvi. I make Ji. Now, first of my life, you know, going to go overseas and sit in a plane and all that. Before that, I told my father, you want to book for a ticket for me? I want to fly Joburg, Durban or Durban, Joburg. So he did that. So at least I had some experience on the plane. So he said that you will become Maulvi, trustee of Karamche. The trustees are very bad. You shout their son or game hiding, they'll want to fire you. Then the other guy starts. They all passed away, don't take names. Allah grant them all Jannat al Firdaus. So the other guy said, he say, Afiji, Maulvi banano. So pagar bo o chuche. The wages are very little. You listening, lucky. These are all Muslims, you see, so-called Muslims, one should say. And I'm going to study, instead of giving words of encouragement, they're giving me words of discouragement. But anyway, in life, you must know how to turn the negative into a positive. From that day onwards till today, I say, Ya Allah, never let me work for trustees. Ya Allah, never let me become an imam, and so forth and so on. Allah accepted it with Allah's help. When we came back in 82nd November 1980, so it's end of the year now, so November, so I said January we'll start. So Moha Qasim Sema, they were trustees there. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, Rahimahullah, very great person, very great alim also. So he stayed 10 years there in Dabel. So in those days, in 1935 he went and 44 he came back, you see. In between never came to South Africa. So cut long story short, so you must remember, so there Moha Sema had a good system. You trustees, you cannot come and tell the teachers anything. And you teachers can't go direct to the trustees. You got a complaint, you must bring it to me, and so forth. So they brought the complaint there. So the Moha Sema was not there at the time, you said. So sometimes they make imamah, sometimes this. So anyway, whoever is there, they perform imamah, and so forth. So the point is now, so we never work directly for trustees. Trustees have to report to Moha Sema. We students or teachers have to report to him. So there's no interaction directly with the trustees. Then, mashallah, we came into media. So I told them that only one person I'm responsible to. Tell me which person. I don't want to hear from ABC and XYZ and all that. You see. And today Allah gave us Markaz Sahaba, bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judi wa karami. Through His grace and mercy and benevolence and a capital group, Allah Jalla wa'ala reward them all, especially Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his family and parents and children and everybody. So like that, it is JC Niyat VC Barakah. Whatever niyat you make, Allah will make it such, you see. Next one, you must remember that I always tell the young ulama, don't put yourself up for auction. When you put yourself up for auction, already you're going the wrong direction. Where will they pay the most? One jamaat said 5,000, he said no. Another one said 10,000, he said no. Another one paid 20,000, he said no. So you see, so that's what you call auction sale. So I always tell them at Darum, Newcastle, when we started here, yeah, I used to get paid in 81 January, 300 rand. They pay for your water and lights and rental, but your money you get 300 rand. So imagine like that it was. But we never ever complained. We were happy with that. You see that? So when you get these kind of things here, then Allah will open many, many doors for you, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Sahib, is wudu a prerequisite for making dhikr and reciting salawat?
Remember, if you have wudu and you're taking the nami, ismigrami of Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, you're reading salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's very good. It's a meritorious and a virtuous act. But it's not a prerequisite. Now, while you're making zikr, your wuzu breaks, your wind came out or so. So you continue. It's not necessary you must make wuzu. So whether you're reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Or, for example, you must remember that now you're going to sleep. Now you are so tired, you understand, that you don't make no wuzu, no nothing. And then you just start reading on your bed there, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, all permissible, no problem with that. And in that way there, that now Almighty Allah will praise us, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَةً. The first time we are reading these things here, and Allah says that those men who remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly, and those women who remember Almighty Allah abundantly, so that is how important it is. Zuhuzu, ablution is better, but not a requisite.
Prophet Sahib, if kids over 18 years old refuse to obey the mother, disrespects and breaks the laws of Allah, what can I do? My daughter said it's between her and Allah and I fight for haq and deen, Mufti Sahib.
Remember that today parents face these challenges. Why? Because we gave our sons, our daughters so much freedom, so much money. Who brought the TV in the house? Let us be honest about this. Who brought the internet in the house? Who brought all the videos and the movies in the house? So we gave them poison, and now we're seeing the results, and we expect they must become qurrata ayun, coolness of the eyes. So I'm going to teach you three verses, and the illat e mushtaraka. And the common factor in all of them is the word Zurriya. Zurriya. See now, write it down. Surah chapter 25, verse 74. The beginning of the 19th Supara, 19 Jews, where it ends, the first quarter ends. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us as spouses, grant us as children and offspring, the coolness of the eyes. So that is the first dua you must read, you see. So that is zurriya. Second one, chapter 14, verse 40, 40. Chapter 14, verse 40, Surah Ibrahim. And Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. Ya Allah, make me of those who establishes the salat. Not only I read, I encourage others and establish they must read. And wa min dhurriyati, and my children also must do that. My progeny must do that. Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. O Allah, you accept it in your court, Ya Allah. So second place. Third place, chapter 46, Surah Ahqaf, verse 15, the beginning of the 26 Supara, 26 Jews, ayat 15. The ayat is long, but remember that for this program, we just give you the reference and you can check it up. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make easy, Allah Ta'ala accept it for all of us, that we go to the Haramain Sharifain, we go to Masjid al-Aqsa, and so forth and so on. I think Hafiz Wadi, it's time for a break again.
Mufti Sahib, it's time for a break. Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. We continue after this.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Mufti Sahib is going to be with us for the Q&A until 10 to 4 this afternoon, and thereafter it's going to be the dua, and then we terminate at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Mufti Sahib, our very next question that we got, is it permissible to for the wife to call the husband Bachu? This is what the neighbor says. This is what she's overheard, Mufti Sahib.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, some nice news breaking here. 21st September 2025, Hebrew media, the Jutla's Haramis, IDF soldiers killed in Gaza had entered a route long designated as dangerous but not properly cleared of explosives due to shortages of engineering equipment. The more America sends, the more they suffer. You understand? Hasrat and Quran says, the more they will send, the more they will regret, and the Muslims will be given victory, inshallah. So I sent it out now on my status, and I sent it out on the website also, the website tomorrow, inshallah. Next one. Australia, the UK, Canada officially announced their recognition of the state of Palestine. 11 countries, including France, Belgium, New Zealand, are expected to officially recognize Palestine today or tomorrow, coinciding with the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The Zionist entity has threatened these countries with diplomatic retaliation, should they recognize the state of Palestine. Tell them, go to hell. Tell America, go to hell. Their empire is collapsing. Israel is collapsing. Our founder, our leader, whose name we take with reverence and awe, AWE, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawwarallahu Marqadahu said, Zawalu Israel, Israel will be not on the face of this earth in the year 2027. And is Waliullah, I don't say you must believe in it. It was his thinking, inshallah, it happened before that, happened in 27 after that. But Israel is finished now, and remember catching a good hiding. Both sides, they got war criminals. One side Netanyahu and his team, and one side him, Trump the Harami, can't look after his own rifle and tells the Afghanis, I'm coming to take again. Israeli soldiers were left panicked and fearful after a meeting with the officer of the military intelligence who met with them to psychologically prepare them before sending them to Gaza City. The officer warned them about the widespread presence of weapons, large quantities of explosive devices and the tunnel networks. So they started urinating in their pants already and underpants. The Jutlas don't wear one, they wear 5-10 of them. That's why we call them the Israeli diaper force, you must remember. You heard Jutlas Aramis. I feel so honored that you are recording me. You see that? So that is all happening. I sent it out in the, you must remember, status and so forth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Everything you want to know, go to Siratul Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha. Ya Muwaffaqa. Oh, Aisha, Allah gave you tawfiq, divine inspiration, motivation. Allah is the muwaffiq with the kasra azair on the waw. And he, the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called the ya muwaffaqa. Ya Humaira, oh you with the red, red, you see that on your cheeks, enhancing your beauty. Ya bint al-Siddiq, you are Siddiqa, Siddiqi Ladli, Siddiqi Beti, Siddiqi Sahib Zadi. So she was Siddiqa, her father was Siddiqi Akbar. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her Aish. You understood? Yeah, for a shortcut. You call that matarkhim in Arabic jargon and rhetoric and balagha and so forth. So to keep names like that is excellent. Today, Popi, darling, understand, sweetheart, honey, all that. The wife is cute when she's mute. The husband is good when he tells his wife, oh, honey, take this money. You see that? Now, yeah, the neighbor must be having pig ears, you know. So she heard the husband calling his wife, hey, but you. So now it means love, like, you see that, how you love your own children. So now she is calling his wife like that, oh, but you. But it's not something desirable, you must remember, that it's better to abstain. We won't say haram, but we will say it's better to abstain. Rather use these terms that I gave you now, honey, sweetheart, darling. In Urdu they say, my jaan. Kya hal hai, meri jaan? You see, how are you, my popi, my love, my life? The people they put nowadays, they send message to me, and there at the bottom is written, my wife is my life. You understood? Like that, they put all this empty. But I wonder if the wife asks them for money, then what is the reaction and so forth. So it's better to abstain from those words, bachu and bachi and all that, remember. But it's not haram, but...
Person wants to know, is Thabit an Islamic name, and if so, what does it mean? But Mufti Sahib, they spelled it as Z-double-E-Thabit.
So you must remember Thabit, Alif Ba Ta Sa, Alif Ba Ta Sa, Thabit. You see, T-H-A-B-I-T, Nu'man bin Thabit. You know Nu'man bin Thabit, Imam Abu Hanifa. Thabit is Sahabi's name, so we must remember that. So all this here we must learn to spell correctly, pronounce it correctly. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Abu Dawood Mishkat Sharif, innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Tomorrow on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, you'll be called by your name and your biological father's name. Myself, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail bin Usman bin Hussein, you see. After that, there must be some Hindu guys there. I don't know, Shanti Lal and Bagan Lal and Allah don't know who and who. So anyway, it carries on after Hussein, also Muslim name, but after that, you must remember, there are some Hindu guys there, I'm sure of that. So anyway, the point I'm making here is, so choose good names and pronounce it correctly also, and spell it correctly also. So that we should try, and do Allah give tawfiq.
Mufti Sahib, this person says there's multiple azans in certain areas. We read namaz at the first azan that we hear. Do we have to stop reading when we hear the other azan?
No. So very good, as long as the azan is given on time, proper time, you ladies, and you read salat in after the first azan, that's excellent. And now you are making your samosas, bhajjas, and all these type of things, kachumar, and you know all you women, you like all these things there. So achar and pickle and what have you, and the other adhan goes, so must you stop, must you answer, no need for all that. You already read your salat, so it's fine. You don't have to stop and so forth. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, إِذَا أَذَّنَ الْمُؤَذِّنِ فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ. That when you give yayad adhan rendered by the muazzin, then you must repeat the same words. Only hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, there you say. So hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, you will say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then for that Allah akbar la ilaha illallah, you just repeat the words. So that is what you will do, insha'Allah aziz. And thereafter, you must read Durood Sharif and so forth. But that's once, not every time you hear the adhan.
Mufti Sahib, this person is going to be admitted for a spine operation. And he says that the hospital insists that I have to remove my beard because of the scopes and the hair is a problem. Is this correct or not? I'm 60 years old.
No, tell them I don't want to remove. You want to operate on me, you operate on me with my beard. And you say, shave my beard, I don't give you permission, remember to do that. I'll sue you if you do that. And otherwise, say, go fly a kite, I don't need your operation. I'll read, Alam Nashrah Lak Asadrak. If you got spinal pain, you got back pain, read Alam Nashrah abundantly. Alam Nashrah Lak Asadrak. So read that surah Alladhi Anqadha Dhahrak. Wa Rafa'na Lak Dhikrak. You see? So Allah speak about the Zahar. So you must remember that. So inshaAllah, let Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will give you complete shifa and so forth. So Surah Alam Nashrah is chapter number 94 of the Noble Quran. So read that inshaAllah abundantly. Alam Nashrah Lak Asadrak. Wa Wada'na Anka Wizrak. Allah will remove all the calamities and burdens. Alladhi Anqadha Dhahrak. You see? So read that, that will break your back, cause harm to your back. So you read it, Allah will give you shifa. And if they don't want to listen, there was a big sheikh, I met him several times. He was Qazi al-Quzat, the Rais al-Quzat in Saudi Arabia. Sheikh Salih al-Luhaydan, so you must remember, big nice beard he had. So I met him in Riyadh, met him there in Makkah and a lot of places like that, you see. So when he fell ill in the latter portion of his life, so they told him the same thing. Sheikh Salih al-Luhaydan, that you will have to shave your beard or let in many operations we have to do. He said, you keep your operation. I will never allow that I must go and meet Allah Jalla Wala without my lihya, without my beard. So that is man of Iman, not a sellout and a traitor and so forth. So he told us one day when we were there in the conference, he said that Amir Abdullah, so that time he was crown prince, you know. So he said, I have to go to a meeting now there, so therefore I'm cutting my meeting short with you all and so forth and so on. So even the government used to call him sometimes for consultation and so forth. So tell them that I will never shave my beard. You see that? That is my pride. So you must have pride meaning that is my nishani, it is my sign and symbol, I'm a true Muslim. Not like that. The people, they laughed, you know, they in Uppington, you must remember. I told them the story of the king. The king came to South Africa in 1948 from England, but never saw a real lion. So they gave him one of the best guides and warden. The whole day they couldn't find. Second day they said, let's leave earlier. They went. The king was furious. 2 days passed. He's supposed to be leaving. He changed his schedule, everything. So you must show me a lion. You see, the third day also, now lion. So then it came in the paper after the third day. The king of the jungle does not want to see the king of England. Because if you're the king, then you want to be one and only. So the lion is the king. So did you see the lion properly? You saw his mane, M-A-N-E. What a big beard he's got. You take it away, then he will lose all that kingdom of his, you see. The Taliban, Mujahideen. They defeated the Red Army of the Soviet Union. So when we went to Moscow and Russia and St. Petersburg, so we meet some of them. So you ask them, how the hell you guys lost against these people with chappals and sandals and all that? They say three reasons. Number one, when they used to come, they used to shout, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and they would come, we knew we finished, man. These people are too good. Number two, they came with their big, big beards, you know. So then we knew that these people, yeah, the beards of theirs also give them that fear and that awe, and we fearing them and so forth. And third one, we used to see some creation coming down, all dressed in white and so forth. So remember that these are the people, Mujahideen and so forth. Allah Jalla Allah grant all our people who are oppressed by the enemy, that Allah Ta'ala give them Jannat al-Firdaus, Allah Ta'ala make easy for one and all. And Jazakallah khairan to you, Hafiz Wadi. Barakallah fiqh. Suleiman, you send that podcast to me before 5 o'clock. And you, the lucky also, because me, mena hamba lala now. I'm very tired, you see. So, inshallah, after the Q&A, after the dua, then I'm going to go lala and all this kind of thing. Ji, Hafiz Wadi.
Ji, Mufti Sahib, I got worried. It's just 15:44. I thought Mufti Sahib is leaving us already. Mufti Sahib, the next question is, when a woman has to request for a talaq or when a man has to issue a talaq, is there any punishment for that?
100%. You must remember, if the husband issues talaq without justification, is a major, major sin. Therefore, in Abu Dawood, there's an authentic hadith. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abghadul halali ilallahi at-talaq. The most hated, detested thing which Allah made permissible is what? Is talaq. You see that? Go study Uslubul Quran, the methodology of Quran, then you will understand. When there's rows and ructions between husband and wife, then what must you do, O husband? Remedial measures. فَإِذُوهُنَّ. So you must give them advice. Give us such advice to melt the heart. My father and them in the 60s, when some Molana was coming, they used to use this word. They say that today there's a wise. They don't say wa'is, they say wa'is. There in the masjid, some Molana is coming. So that, what is the meaning of wa'as? It means that tarqiqul qulub. You must speak and melt the heart of the audience and the person and so forth. Fa'iduhunna, speak to her and melt the heart. And then wahjuruhunna fil madaji, she don't listen. So then you must separate the beds. It don't mean you must take a saw and all that you don't fulfill the conjugal relationship with her. And thereafter, third one, wadribuhunna. Wadribuhunna don't mean wife battering and assaulting the wife. Al Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da. Quran Kareem says, فَضْرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ. So Allah Ta'ala says that the angels came and then tapped them on their ears. You see, just tapped them and put them to sleep. For the seven sleepers in the cave, Ashab-e Kahf. So you take the miswak and just tap the hand of your wife, the ruler. Not hitting with the hand and belt and all that haram it is. You must lock you up, you do that. And then should any of these three, then finish. The fourth step, still nothing working. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا. When you fear that now at the 11th hour this marriage is going to break, فَبْأَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. You appoint arbitrators from both sides. So Almighty Allah mentions this in Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verses number 34 and verse number 35. So that is what we must understand about talaq. Likewise, for a woman, that when she asks talaq, min ghayri uzrin, without any valid excuse, give me talaq, she tells the husband, then the ra'ihatul jannah, the fragrance of jannah is haram upon her. So we should know this is how Islam gives both parties that their rights, that is according to the Sharia and Sunnah Mubarak.
Is it authentic that a person returns from Umrah and 40 days from then his du'as are accepted?
If a lady asks for talaq and there's no valid reason, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, they're hunna al-munafiqat, they're considered as munafiqs, you know. It's a major, major warning there. So our function must be wasulhu khair, to reconcile all times, that is the best and so forth. To say that you come from Umrah back to South Africa, Hong Kong, or wherever you're going to, America, Asia, then for 40 days your du'as will be accepted. So remember that not proven in any Quranic verse or in any ahadith mubarakah. It's all that one line, two lines. So you must remember that people should know that you can't just make claims like this. Manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. When you make claims, then you write one line, two lines, whatever in your kitab, or you tell people. But where's the dalil? There's no dalil for that. Yes, for Hajj there is some dalil and evidence. Shaykh Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, you perform a proper Hajj or that, then your Hajj, your du'as will be accepted right till the 10th of Rabiul Awwal. So go open Lataiful Ma'arij by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, so you will find all these things.
This person wants to know, can you perform Nafil Salah in order to be granted a death and burial in Medina Sharif?
Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi, man istata'a minkum an yamuta bil Madina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever of you can pass away in Medina Munawwara, then you should do that because I'll intercede for you. Hazrat Sheikh, story time. Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, his last etikaf, whole month they said, so was here in Stanger. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Tutla Rahimullah, Mawlana Muhammad Gardi and all of them were very instrumental. So now you must remember, but he's leaving Medina. Ya Allah, what happens? That if, you know, something happens to me, I fall sick and so forth, then what? So it shows that when you are talib sadiq, when you are truthful, then Allah will give you that. So now how they used to make dua? They used to make dua like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to make dua. You see, Allah, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Allah marzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, Ya Allah, let me pass away. So how? What? Martyrdom in your path. Allah marzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik, and let me be dying and passing away, Sayyidina Umar would say, in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now when all this happens, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu and we step. So by Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al Majusi, this is in Medina. Anyway, they caught him, so it was still dark and all that, and they killed him, dispatched him straight to Jahannam. We must remember the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, the Kafir Shias have made a big bazaar there in Kashan and so forth. So we must also make that coin dua. Allahumma zukuni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. So in that way there, inshallah, then Allah will give us. You must remember that death in Medina Munawwara with Iman, and inshallah, your brother, father, somebody goes for Umrah, inshallah, never lose hope in the mercy of all. May Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Examinations are now coming in the next 2 or 3 weeks, or as the term is ending, especially for those at madrasas and Darul Ulooms. What advice does Mufti Sahib have for them?
Yes, you must read 5 daily salat, read Surah Yasin daily, read the 99 names of Almighty Allah daily, don't cheat and all these things. Waylul lil mutaffifin, chapter 83, verse 1. So woe and destruction and Jahannam for those who are committing fraud. So remember that then we will get caught up sooner or later, then nobody will give us honor because say, no, this person here is a zigzag character, you see. So all these things we must think about, that how Allah will make us successful in this world and in the year after.
Khairun to Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib will be concluding with the program.
Okay, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala qabool farmai. Let us start with thanking all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International, the directors of Sirius FM, Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and our directors of Markaz Sahaba, the entire Capital Group, Capital Team and family, and especially to Haji Mawd Ikhlas and his wife, children, parents and siblings and everybody. And then our brother Muhammad Khan in Indonesia, our Buti Ghani in Ukhis, our ulama, Mawana Ahmed Dokrat, Mawana Salim Kareem. Mohammed Salim Kareem will be back, inshallah, in 5 weeks' time. 1 week he's gone for Umrah, then India, and so forth. So 1 week is gone already. Alhamdulillah, his wadi is doing good job. So half past four tomorrow will be Adhan, don't forget. And thereafter, you must remember that, you know, when people invite you and what have you and so forth, so then we thank all of them. So then they invited us, they know. We call us Uppington and all this. So Allah reward all the Parker families and so forth. So inshallah, so now our program, and then Maulana Abdul Aziz Ahmad and so many others, Allah to reward them. So that's our program. 4 o'clock inshallah with the news with Brother Suleiman Esop. Thereafter my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala with Anad Sharif, and thereafter will be 4:10, you understood, Asr Adhan, and then 10:14, 10:15 will be, that is, Yajuj and Majuj, Gog and Magog. And who is the speaker? Qari Hanif Multani. You see, very nice topic and very good speaker. So that will be between 4 and 5. And then 5 o'clock, Nurturing Children. You must remember Sheikh Salim Dorat of Leicester, UK. And then 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, the lecture I had yesterday, the Q&A with Brother Suleiman Esop, so that you can listen to it tonight. Tonight it'll be after Maghrib, between 6 and 7, inshallah. Then 7 to 8, our solution is what? That in the spirituality as well. So Mawlana Shabir Saluji's topic, beware of the Shias. Shias are kuffar, we must say it clearly. So that is Mawlana Shabir Saluji. Then 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock will be the repeat. That's our Hukma's answer. Attorney by Attorney Zahir Umar. You see, the program was to do with Sahuk. Attorneys must answer. And those are questions posed to them by Zahir Umar. So we must be very, very clear with that as well. And thereafter, mashallah, we will have 9 o'clock, that is. So beware of your friends, you see. Shias are not an ally to the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Mufti Muhammad Saeed Mutara of Azadwar. So mashallah, the Maulvis are coming on air also now. So normally they'll make excuses, but now, so all my Allah, Jalla Wala, make it easy for us. And thereafter, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki. And then 11 to 12, the mention for Hajj. You see that by Mawlana Yunus Parak. It's a wonderful talk you give. And inshallah, by Mawlana Yunus Patel, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. And that will be the ending of all the programs for tonight, because we 11 to 12, inshallah. So let us now turn to Almighty Allah, make special dua for Gaza, make dua for Sudan, Kashmir, all the places in the world where the Muslims are impacted never negatively. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma uhsi sanan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Wa laka alhamdu kullu. Wa laka almulku kullu. Biyadika alkhair. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim. Wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim. Wa ala Ali Ibrahim. في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رب جلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين
Allah khairan to Mufti Sahib for joining us this afternoon, inshallah. Until next time, we say wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi fi amani lama salama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.